Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 3rd of April, recording at 9:05 p.m., and that's British summertime. Now, first a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were mostly firmer. Now, China's A-shares are still closed. They're closed yesterday as well. But Hong Kong was up 1.31%. India, which had tested support last week, its third consecutive day to the upside. And as we've seen all along, the ASEAN markets, well, the ASEAN commodity producers, those are the likes of Thailand, Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines, have just been and the firmest of all overall, and are right up near their highs. Now, European markets were a bit mixed, but then sold off later, this afternoon, in line with some weakness on Wall Street. And there was some bearish commentary in the Financial Times on the euro's prospects. And, you know, you don't have to look very far to find a concern there, since where's the growth going to come from? The problems have just been contained. And that caused some chunky declines, particularly for the Spanish market, down 2.71%. And Italy was also down a couple of percent. We had a weaker tone in the Americas as well. Now, Wall Street having hit a new high yesterday on the Dow and the S&P, new high for the last 3 years or so. The market spent most of the day below water, but the main part of the selling pressure came when there was another Fed announcement. I don't think this could have come as a big surprise, but market's a little vulnerable after the gains they've been seeing. But Fed saying that it would not come in with more support in the form of quantitative easing unless growth slowed. Well, that's what we had in the two previous years. Growth did slow, and the Fed was quick to come in. And having embarked on this road, I don't doubt that they would do it again if need be. But what that happened is that without that immediate infusion of more liquidity, sentiment took a negative turn, leading to a bit of a sell-off in here. Although the Wall Street pared its gains, must have halved its gains nearly by the close. But the S&P is down 5.7 points. That's only 0.4 of a percentage. But against that background, interestingly, the bonds fell. The long bond is down 1 12/32 on the futures contract. And bonds are generally a bit weaker. They'd also been the JGBs, bond futures had been weaker. The only exception here I see are the gilts future closed a little bit higher. On that news, the US dollar strengthened, and the euro slipped down to 132.36 as I speak, sterling back under 160 to 159.79, and the Aussie down to 103.27. Precious metals got clipped on the Wall Street sell-off and dollar strength. Silver reversed earlier gains. In truth, it had been seesawing most of the day, but closed down 52 cents. Well, it's currently trading at 32.57 and a half and after hours. And gold is weaker to the tune of $31, down to 16 1646. Platinum and palladium a little lower as well. Most industrial commodities, most commodities generally lower, including crude oil, the WTI down to 104.15, and Brent down to 125. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, you know, we've got an overbought condition in these global stock markets for the most part, and we have been getting the rotational consolidation here for markets. That's been a positive. While it's going on, we still can't assume that we won't get bigger corrections, and indeed that's what has been happening actually in some of the European stock markets, which have underperformed, and the China markets have also underperformed over the last month. And we haven't had too much running to the upside, but some of the smaller South American markets have really been very firm. Wall Street, as you know, has been very firm in the ASEAN market. So you net it all out, and what we're seeing are rotational pauses and consolidations. And the mighty Apple, when I last looked, was up nearly $10, at least $9 here again today to another a new all-time closing high. Now, historically, April is a reasonably positive month for stock markets, but even the most neophyte investor has heard the old sell in May and go away adage, and in the last couple of years, it is paid to do that. So people are a bit anxious following the very strong gains that we have actually seen. And my own view, which I've mentioned on a number of occasions in these audios, is that don't be surprised if we get more of a ranging activity, some pullback, choppy ranging activity, which could really persist for a while. And that that would be no surprise, certainly coming after the very strong first 3 months of the year. But when it's all said and done, the technical action here has been consistent with a cyclical bull market, which is temporarily over, and we've been talking about a cyclical bull market emerging since last October, and but one that is overextended and is therefore consolidating those gains in a rotational sequence, as I mentioned a moment ago. Now, in terms of long-dated government bond prices, looks like we have small completed tops on the futures and therefore small completed bases in the yields. And recently, we had seen a technical rally recovery on the bond futures, but they have started to weaken again this week, although the there's not enough in the way of downward dynamics to make it conclusive, but the initial evidence shows that they have been encountering resistance from the lower side of those top formations on the futures contracts. My view is that we may not get a lot of drama, although if we did, I think it would be more likely to see yields rise than move down. But my guess is that we'll get a fair amount of mixed action overall. My tactic in the bond markets in futures has been to be a light seller on the rallies and to cover on weakness. And with my JGB shorts coming back into profit tomorrow, assuming we get a weaker tone in the market along in line with the US, I may do a little lightening there, just on a baby steps basis. The Fed has the capacity to and is still doing some of its Operation Twist, so it can help to keep yields from pushing up too much over the next few weeks, in all probability. But on a long-term basis, I am happy to say that looks to me as if that 30-year bond market bull trend of falling long-dated yields is now finally over. It got a big second wind on the U.S. financial crisis in 2008 and 9, but now, as I say, it does look to be over. So the long-term prognosis is for sideways to ranging higher yields. Crude oil prices remain a concern. I wrote and talked about that a lot yesterday, so I don't need to repeat all of that. But we would get a sharper stock market reaction were we to see crude oil break up out of its current ranges. And with the futures contracts for oil trading, both Brent and WTI, trading above rising 200-day moving averages, the risk of some further upside is still very much there. And precious metals overall, well, I'm disappointed by today's move, but it's choppy. It's been choppy action all along. My guess is that this is probably still a support building phase overall, but the main point to emphasize, because it's not so much the day-to-day activities overall, but the historic context throughout this cyclical bull market, secular, beg your pardon, throughout this secular bull market in precious metals, which started back in 2001, that following periods of accelerated gains, which became overextended, clearly overextended, relative to the 200-day moving average trend mean, we saw lengthy pullbacks and ranging corrective consolidation phases lasting on average 18 months. Well, since gold peaked in August of last year, you can see that if we maintain that form of corrective consistency, we could see a lot of ranging over the next few months before, next several months before gold eventually resumes that overall upward trend, fueled by low interest rates and plenty of money sloshing around the system. Corn up again here today, but a much lesser gain here. But we had an explosive move on Friday on the news reports, and I've got a report from John McIntosh here today, which says he does feel that there will be a shortage of old crop corn, leading to a price spike sometime probably in that July to August period. I'd also mention the U.S. dollar here. We're mostly range bound in these currencies. Now, I noticed that I told you that the dollar had strengthened here today, and that's pushed it up against the yen as well, because it had been coming down against yen, but it's currently 82, 84. It had touched, gosh, it got down to 81 and a half earlier today. But overall, you can say that we've got stability in the currency markets leading to lots of sideways ranging, and that's no bad thing. And on that note, all the best to all listeners.